Goranga bolite habe pulaka sharira Goranga bolite habe pulaka sharira Goranga bolite habe Pulaka sharira Goranga bolite Pulaka sharira Hari hari bolite na Yane babe nira 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 আর কবে নিতাই চন্দে করুণা হইবে আর কবে নিতাই চন্দে করুণা হইবে আর কবে নিতাই চন্দে করুণা হইবে কবে নিতাই চন্দে করুণা হইবে সংসার বাসনা মন কবে তুচ্ছ হবে 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 বিষয় ছাড়িয়া কবে শুদ্ধ হবে মন বিষয় ছাড়িয়া কবে শুদ্ধ হবে মন বিষয় ছাড়িয়া কবে শুদ্ধ হবে মন ছাড়িয়া কবে শুদ্ধ হবে মন কবে আমা হেরব শ্রী বৃন্দাবন 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 রঘুনাথ পরে হইবে আকুতি রূপ রঘুনাথ পরে হইবে আকুতি রূপ রঘুনাথ পরে হইবে আকুতি রূপ রঘুনাথ পরে Hoy beya kuti kabe hama bujabase jugala piriti kabe hama bujabase jugala piriti kabe hama bujabase jugala piriti bujabase jugala piriti rupa raghunata pade rahu mora Pade Rahu Morash Rupa Raghunata Pade Rahu Morash Rupa Raghunata Pade Rahu Morash Prarthana Korai Sada Narottama Das 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jan Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivar Jagacharya Sotarashtati Shri Shri Madhavai Charanare Vinda Bhakti Viranata Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vinda Ki Jai Nama Charya Shri Lahari Das Thakur Ki Jai Prem Chakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pumneta Ananda Shri Advaita Garadara Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kundi Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. All glory to the Assembled Devotees, all glory to the Assembled Devotees, all glory to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharir. When, upon chanting the name of Lord Gauranga, will I have ecstatic symptoms in the body? Hari hari bolite nayane babe nir. When upon chanting the name of Hari will tears flow from my eyes? Ar kabe nitai chander karuna hoibe. When will Lord Nityananda be merciful upon me? Sangsara basana mor kabe tucha habe. And by that mercy of Lord Nityananda, this miserable material world will appear insignificant. Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha habe man. Vishaya chariya kabe. When will I be able to give up this material sense gratification? And my mind will become purified. Kabe hama herava Shri Vrindavan. Only then, at that time, I'll be able to see Shri Vrindavan. Rupa Raghunatha pade hoibe akuti. Kabe hama bujava se jugala pariti. When will I want to, where will I be very greedy to hear the teachings of the six Goswamis? Only by their mercy will I be able to understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Mora Ash. My desire remains at the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath, and Narottam Das makes this prayer to them. Shri Shri Narottam Das Thakur Ki Jai. So today we're having Gaur Katha in honor of the upcoming appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So today we're studying the fifth verse of the Mangalartarana of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, also which is explained in the fourth chapter of Adi Lila, chapter 4, text 55. So we'll say responsively.
Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Hladini Shakti Rasmat. Radha. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Hladini Shakti Rasmat. Ekatmana vapi bhuvi pura deha bhedam gatota. Ekatmana vapi bhuvi pura deha bhedam gatota. Ekat Chaitanakhyam prakatamadhuna tadvayam chaikyam aptam. Chaitanakhyam prakatamadhuna tadvayam chaikyam aptam. Radha bhavad yuti suvalitam naomi krishna swarupam. Radha bhavad yuti suvalitam naomi krishna swarupam. Radha krishna pranaya vikritir hladini shaktirasma. Ekatmana vapi bhuvi pura deha bhedam gatato. Chaitanyakam prakatamadhuna tadvayam chaikyam aptam. Radha bhavad yuti suvalitam naomi krishna swarupam. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Hladini Shaktirasmad. Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvi Pura Deha Bedam Gatotam. Chaitanakam Prakatamadhuna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam. Radha bhava dyuti suvalitam naomi krishna swarupam. Radha krishna pranaya vikritir hladini shaktirasmat. Ekadmana vapi bhuvi pura deha bhedam gatato. Ekatma Yanavaduna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam. Duti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shaktir Asmat. Ekatmana vapi bhuvi pura deha bhedam gatato. Chaitanakam prakatamadhuna tadvayam chaikyam aptam. Radha bhavad yuti suvalitam naomi krishna swarupam. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Hladini Shaktirasmad. Ekadmana Vapi Bhuvi Pura Deha Bhedam Gatoto. Chaitanakam Prakatamadhuna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam. Radha bhava dyuti suvalitam naomi krishna swarupam. Matajis, to try. Radha, Srimati Radharani, Krishna, of Lord Krishna, pranayam, of love, vikriti, the transformation, Ladini Shakti, pleasure potency, asmat, from this, Eka Atmanau,
both the same in identity. Opi, although, bhuvi, on earth, pura, from beginningless time, dehabhedam, separate forms, gatau, obtained, tau, these two, chaitanya akhyam, known as Sri Chaitanya, prakatam, manifest, adhuna, now, tat dvayam, the two of them, cha, and, aikyam, unity, aptam, obtained, radha, of Srimati Radharani, bhava, mood, jyoti, the luster, suvalitam, who is adorned with, naomi, I offer my obeisances, Krishna sarupam, to him who is identical with Sri Krishna. Translation. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. This is a short purport from Srila Prabhupada. This text is from the diary of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. It appears as the fifth of the first 14 verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Srila Prabhupada gives a purport to this verse in as the purport to the next verse, which I'll quickly read, and then we'll discuss that purport. Text number 56. Radha Krishna Eka Atma Dui Deha Dhari Anyonye Vilase Rasa Asvadana Kori. Translation. Radha and Krishna are one and the same, but they have assumed two bodies. Thus they enjoy each other, tasting the mellows of love. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The two transcendentalists, Radha and Krishna, are a puzzle to the materialists. The above description of Radha and Krishna from the diary of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami is a condensed explanation, but one needs great spiritual insight to understand the mystery of these two personalities. One is enjoying in two. Sri Krishna is the potent factor, and Srimati Radharani is the internal potency. According to Vedanta philosophy, there is no difference between the potent and the potency. They are identical. We cannot differentiate between one and the other any more than we can separate fire from heat. Everything in the absolute is inconceivable in relative existence. Therefore, in relative cognizance, it is very difficult to assimilate this truth of the oneness between the potent and the potency. The philosophy of inconceivable oneness and difference propounded by Lord Chaitanya is the only source of understanding for such intricacies of transcendence. The only source. In fact, Radharani is the internal potency of Sri Krishna, and she eternally intensifies the pleasure of Sri Krishna. Impersonalists cannot understand this without the help of a Mahabhagavat devotee. The very name Radha suggests that Srimati Radharani is eternally the topmost mistress of the comforts of Sri Krishna. As such, she is the medium transmitting the living entity's service to Sri Krishna. Devotees in Vrindavan, therefore, seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to be recognized as loving servitors of Sri Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally approaches the fallen conditioned souls of the Iron Age to deliver the highest principle of transcendental relationships with the Lord. The activities of Lord Chaitanya are primarily in the role of the pleasure-giving portion of his internal potency. The Absolute Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the omnipotent form of transcendental existence, knowledge, and bliss in full. His internal potency is exhibited first as sat, or existence, or in other words, as the portion that expands the existence function of the Lord. When the same potency displays full knowledge, it is called chit, or samvit, which expands the transcendental forms of the Lord. Finally, when the same potency plays as a pleasure-giving medium, it is known as hladini, or the transcendental blissful potency. Thus the Lord manifests his internal potency in three transcendental divisions. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamahyam Tadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamane Namaste Sarasati Deva Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paschati Desha Tarini. So we're very fortunate today to have the opportunity to discuss Gaurakatha in the Association of Pure Devotees of the Lord. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, here he's quoting from the diary of Sarup Damodar Goswami. And he talks about he's talking some confidential topics about the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he certainly came to establish the Yuga Dharma of chanting the holy name of the Lord. This is the Dharma for the age of Kali. In every age of Kali, this Yuga Dharma is propagated by the Lord or his representatives. As because it's a very fallen and degraded age, it's very difficult to perform religious activity. So for Kali Yuga, a special arrangement is made that chanting the holy name of the Lord alone, which is a very simple process, that process alone can give all the results of the religious activities performed in other ages. This is the very first verse of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Mangalacharan of Chaitanya Bhagavat also stresses this point. Ajana Lambata Bujo Kanakavadhato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karanavataro. He's talking about dual case he is using to refer to Chaitanya and Nityananda. So they've come to establish the Yuga Dharma. Yuga Dharma Palo. He offers his obeisances to Gaur Nittai in this way. So certainly this is the process. Harinam Sankirtan is the process of religious activity in this age. And the glories of Harinam Sankirtan are not very well known. All the religions of the world, they're talking about how you have to avoid sin, and if you commit sin, then you go to hell, and you have to be delivered from hell by accepting some process of religion. So this is the limit of the preaching of most religions in this world. Okay, the tendency in this world is to commit sin. So you follow this religious process, then you'll become free from sin, and then you won't have to go to hell at the end of life. But the philosophy of Harinam is much different. We say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Shastras say, that just one holy name alone can destroy unlimited volumes of sinful activity. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came to give this process. Kali Yuga is very difficult to avoid sinful activities in Kali Yuga. Practically speaking, it's impossible. Just by walking on the street, we're crushing so many microbes or whatever. How can you avoid sinful activity? But if we constantly chant the holy name, then there's no reaction at all. And if just once you chant the holy name at the time of death, like Ajamil, then all the sinful activities performed in many, many births are destroyed. So the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they know about this wonderful process of Harinam Sankirtan. So this is their life, to spread this Harinam Sankirtan to the fallen people of this Kali Yuga. We have no other business as far as our Guru Seva is concerned. We have no business other than to somehow or other spread this chanting of the holy name. Srila Prabhupada repeatedly stresses in his books and his lectures, chant the holy name, become free from sin, and become liberated, go back home, back to Godhead at the end of life. So this is certainly the reason for the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to present this wonderful philosophy. But Chaitanya Charitamrita reveals something more. It reveals that this is external reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Delivering the Yuga Dharma Harinam Sankirtan. Certainly it was important reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. But it's not the main reason. So this is a very confidential topic. Generally it's not recommended for public discussion. Srila Prabhupada, he would present this topic in he would hint at this in different purports in different places in his lectures and his Bhagavatam. He would hint about this higher meaning of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita is described in full. Krishnadas Kaviraj is described in full. And Srila Prabhupada has given it to us in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So those who are very serious to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to get the full benefit of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association, his association of his devotees, and to follow Srila Prabhupada, they should be very greedy to understand this, the internal reason, the main reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, which is described in this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is confidential topic, but that doesn't mean confidential topic doesn't mean that therefore we only can whisper it to one another. Not like that kind of confidential. We can speak it openly in the class, in association with devotees. But if we go on the street and preaching to someone who doesn't know who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or anything, engaged in sinful activities, then we don't talk about it. But it's very important. But amongst ourselves, we should be talking about this important topic. So if we want to be servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should be very inquisitive, very greedy to understand the internal reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. And that's this section of Chaitanya Charitamrita describes about that. This purport, Srila Prabhupada in his purport here to text 56, he talks about how the internal potency of Krishna is not different from Krishna. There's no difference between the potent and the potency. Just like there's no difference, you can't separate fire from heat. Just so therefore you cannot separate Krishna from his potency. They're non-different. But still, that internal potency has different manifestations. It manifests as sat, the existence, potency, which brings everything into existence. Without that sat, without the internal potency of Krishna, there would be no existence. Nothing would exist. And the chit potency, which manifests as knowledge and manifests as the various forms of the Lord, different incarnations, forms, manifestations, and then manifests as Ladini Shakti, the pleasure potency, the pleasure of relationships. Without the Ladini potency, there would be no pleasure. There would be no relationship within existence. So Krishna, he is the potent source, and he has his internal potency, which is non-different from him. And that internal potency here is described as pranaya vikriti. That love, that internal potency, potency of Krishna, it has become transformed and it has assumed a body. And that body is Srimati Radharani. So Srimati Radharani is the personification of the internal potency of Krishna. And as such, Krishna displays wonderful pastimes and reciprocates with his devotees. So this Radha and Krishna, this is the source of this relationship is the source of all relationships of any kind in the material and the spiritual world. Krishna's internal potency has manifested Srimati Radharani, and Krishna, it's often said, even the karmis, they say, well, God is love. So we also say that, yes, God is love. God is certainly full of love. He is certainly made of love. And he's very much eager to love. And a manifestation of his desire to love is he creates so many manifestations, and he creates so many expansions, and he creates so many jiva souls because he wants to reciprocate with them. This is the reason for Krishna's desire to have loving exchanges, which is exemplified by Srimati Radharani, is the reason the jiva soul exists. Because Krishna wants to have loving relationships with so many individuals. So all the living entities are manifestations of Srimati Radharani's, this pleasure potency of Krishna, Srimati Radharani. A little bit later in this chapter of Adi Lila, Krishnadas Kaviraj describes Radhika Hoyena Krishna Pranaya Bikar Sarup Shakti Hladani Nama Yahar. Srimati Radhika is the transformation of Krishna's love. She is his internal energy called Hladini. Hladini Karaya Krishne Anandasvadan. Hladinira Dara Kore Bhakatir Poshan. That Hladini energy gives Krishna pleasure and nourishes his devotees. So just a little bit of this is a long purport of this verse, but just a little bit of the purport, very nice in this connection. Srila Jiva Goswami has elaborately discussed the Hladini potency in his Preeti Sandarbha. He says that the Vedas clearly state only devotional service can lead one to the personality of Godhead. Only devotional service can help a devotee meet the Supreme Lord face to face. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is attracted by devotional service, and as such, the ultimate supremacy of Vedic knowledge rests in knowing the science of devotional service. What is the particular attraction that makes the Supreme Lord enthusiastic to accept devotional service? And what is the nature of such service? The Vedic scriptures inform us that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, is self-sufficient, and that Maya, Nesians, can never influence him at all. Therefore, the potency that overcomes the Supreme must be purely spiritual. The material energy cannot touch Krishna. So if Krishna's affected by devotional service, it must be the devotional service has nothing to do with the material energy. Such a potency cannot be anything of the material manifestation. The bliss enjoyed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be of material composition, like the impersonalist conception of the bliss of Brahman. Devotional service is reciprocation between two, and therefore it cannot be located simply within oneself. Therefore, the bliss of self-realization, Brahmananda, cannot be equated with devotional service. So, Srimati Radharani is the personification of the internal potency of Krishna. And her expansion is bhakti, devotional service. So any activity that is done in devotional service to the Supreme Lord, it has nothing to do with the material nature. How is it? We take paracartels and they're made of metal. We have a string. My hands are material. Our voice is material. How is it that playing the kartels and singing kirtan for the Lord is not material? How is it? Because we've accepted this process in disciplic succession. We've accepted this process from a pure devotee of the Lord. So because we're following His order, and He has nothing to do with the material nature. Therefore, when we follow His order, that activity has nothing to do with the material nature. And by performing that activity, it is transmitted by Srimati Radharani to Krishna. And when Srimati Radharani transmits that service to Krishna, Krishna, who is very much attracted to Srimati Radharani, he's very pleased. He gets so much happiness from this bhakti, this devotional service. So we have to understand these points if we're going to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because bhakti is only comes from bhakta. You cannot perform bhakti without the association of bhakta. And by that association, then bhakti becomes transcendental. We may go through the motions, do something that appears to be bhakti, but if it's not connected with bhakta, then Srimati Radharani doesn't care for it and does not transmit it to Krishna. So this this philosophy of bhakti, devotional service, is what distinguishes Vedic knowledge from the knowledge that's found in any other religious process. That Krishna reciprocates with his devotees. He appreciates, he gets pleasure from the service rendered by his devotees. This bhakti is so powerful that just a glimpse of it, like Ajamil, just a glimpse of bhakti was there for him. And Ajamil accomplished, by that glimpse of bhakti, he accomplished what the final result of all, what is advertised as the final result of all other religious processes, of becoming free from all sins and going to the spiritual world. So this bhakti is so potent that even a mere glimpse of it will give such results. So this is the wonders of bhakti. And bhakti is so wonderful. Krishna appreciates bhakti so much that he can understand that those who are performing bhakti, they're getting more pleasure than he's getting in receiving the service. He's seeing that, oh, my devotee is serving me. I'm getting pleasure from that reciprocal relationship with my devotee. But I'm seeing that the pleasure that devotee is getting is more than the pleasure I'm getting. This is the great wonder of bhakti. That Krishna becomes very much bewildered. How is this? He's the Supreme Lord. full of six opulences, and he becomes bewildered. How is this bhakti? What is this bhakti that is so wonderful that my devotee is getting such a taste that I can't even experience? So, this is the transcendental truth behind the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Krishna has this strong desire to experience this pleasure that the devotees are getting. So he's maintaining this desire. And when the opportunity, because Krishna came 5,000 years ago, he came to glorify the gopis. That was the purpose, the main purpose of Krishna's appearance 5,000 years ago was to glorify the service of the gopis. Of course, he accomplished so many other purposes. But his main purpose was to show the super excellence of the service of the gopis. So he accomplished that and he was very satisfied that he had accomplished that. But then when he... But in the process of accomplishing that, he realized this truth about the devotees getting more pleasure from serving him than he's getting from receiving that service. So he went back to the spiritual world at the end of his pastimes 5,000 years ago, and he was maintaining this desire. I have to taste that pleasure that Srimati Radharani is tasting. This was his desire. So, how to do that? Krishna has a blue color, peacock feather, flute. He says, if I have this blue color, peacock feather, flute, he says, I'm never going to be able to experience what Radharani is experiencing. So I have to give that all up. And I have to enter into the heart of Srimati Radharani. From there I can experience. So Krishna's dark color, but inside he's always thinking of Srimati Radharani. So inside he's golden color, but outside he's blue. And Srimati Radharani, she's outside golden color, but inside she's always thinking of Krishna. So inside she's blue. She has blue color in her heart. So that's why Krishna, he wears a yellow dhoti. Because what's inside comes out. So he has Radharani in his heart, so it manifests externally as yellow dhoti. And Radharani has Krishna in her heart, so that manifests externally as blue sari. So Radharani wears blue sari and Krishna wears yellow dhoti. So Krishna realized, yeah, this is the secret. So I have to take on the mood of Srimati Radharani. And if I take on the mood of Srimati Radharani, therefore, I will be able to taste that pleasure. So what did he do? He said, in order to take on the mood, I have to have the externals also. So, duty suvalitam, right? Radha bhava duty suvalitam. He had to take on in order to take on that radha bhava, he had to manifest the externally the color, the effulgence of Srimati Radharani. And appear as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described, he's manifesting the mood exactly as Srimati Radharani was feeling at the time when Krishna left the Rasa dance. Rasa dance was going on. The gopis were enjoying with Krishna. He was dancing with them in the full moon night in the month of Kartik in the beautiful Vrindavan forest on the banks of the Jamuna. And Krishna's experiencing great pleasure. But he was very much appreciating the association of the gopis. But he wanted their love to increase. He wanted their love to increase. So so all of a sudden he disappeared from the Rasa dance in order to increase the gopis' desire to serve him. So the gopis, they're very much bewildered. Oh, where is Krishna gone? We're having so much ecstasy and serving Krishna. There must have been some pride in our hearts. They're thinking it must have been some pride in our hearts that we're dancing with Krishna. Therefore, he's gone away from us. So they felt very, very sad in separation from Krishna. So this mood of the gopis and searching, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna gone? This is the mood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifests in his wonderful pastimes of Sankirtan with his devotees. And his devotees were always very much interested to assist Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that mood. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeling great separation from Krishna. And the devotees know that the holy name of Krishna is non-different from Krishna. So the devotees, therefore, they chant the holy name of Krishna. So that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will get some solace, some comfort, some relief from his separation. So this is the internal purpose of this Sankirtan movement, to help Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to relish love for Krishna. That's why we chant Hare Krishna. We don't chant other things. We don't chant Radhe, Radhe, Radhe excessively. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants us to chant Krishna's name. He gets great pleasure from hearing Krishna's name chanted. So therefore we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in Kirtan. And we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that way as devotee, because he wants to feel that he's a devotee feeling separation from Krishna. This is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this is what he's trying to experience in his appearance as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should make it our business, our life and soul, of course, to spread the holy name to others, but also to do kirtan for the pleasure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement, to give pleasure to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all very much for your kind attention. Questions, comments? Please, comment. Microphone? No, Maharaj.
And you've given a deeper meaning to when I chant. Because sometimes we think we're enjoying, but we're actually pleasing Lord Chaitanya and pleasing Krishna. So that's very nice. But when I took sannyas...
Just wait till the bell stops.
Okay. For whom the bell tolls. When I took sannyas, you were talking of... It was very nice that Krishna has a yellow dhoti for Radharani's heart and that Radharani has a blue sari for Krishna's heart. So everyone wanted to get into the mix, you know, of exchanging the ras, of changing roles. So Shivaram Maharaj told me that Krishna's flute becomes Lord Chaitanya's danda. Ah.
Yes.
If we realize that Krishna's name is secondary to his own name.
What is secondary?
Krishna's position is secondary to his own name. His name is higher than he.
What is Krishna himself, you mean? Is secondary to his name?
Krishna's position is secondary to his own name. His name is more powerful than he himself. That is what we get the meaning. Am I right?
Nam nama kari bahuda nija sarva shaktis. So he's invested all his potency in his holy name. So he's become non-different from his name. He's non-different from his name. Not secondary.
Okay.
Non-different.
So, the name and Krishna are non-different, not someone is higher and someone is lower like that.
There are certain primary names of Krishna, which represent his past, his lila, that are connected with his lila. So those are the primary names of Krishna, and they're all non-different. Then there's also secondary names, which refer to him indirectly, like that.
And secondly, regarding the deity, somewhere it is blue, like in Mayapur, and in other temples it is like white marble, made out of white. So this color is blue. Then should not Krishna's a deity should be always of blue color.
Can you help me?
He's saying that Krishna is Shyam Sundar. Therefore, like in Mayapur and Krishna Balaram, Shyam Sundar, Radha Vrindavan, so Krishna should be black. Blue is black. Why do you have white Krishna?
Many temples, it is white. At some temples, it is black.
Why white?
Ask the Stapati.
Huh?
Ask the Stapati, the deity maker. No, the Stapati, the deity maker, Murtiwala.
Sculpture.
They asked Prabhupada one time, they were asking, you know, Radha Vrindavan Chandra or Radha Landanishwara, you know, New Vrindavan and Soho Street, which is more beautiful? And Prabhupada answered, he said, one is country beauty, the other is town beauty. So Krishna's beautiful white, he's beautiful black, what's the issue? He can appear in so many ways.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, this Radhini is the pleasure potency of Krishna. Then this super soul and individual soul, they are qualitatively one. Though super soul is great and individual soul is tiny, Do you think this Radhini potency is present in individual soul also in the minutest degree or not at all?
Yes, of course. Otherwise, if Ladini, if the internal potency of Krishna was not present in the jiva, then how there would be any pleasure in this material world even? Even material pleasure would not be possible. So yes, because Krishna's not different from his internal potency, similarly Krishna's, you know, Krishna contains his internal potency, is not different, they're simultaneously present. So similarly, in his expansion as jiva soul also, the internal potency is there to minute degree, yes. Otherwise there would be no sat, chit, and ananda for the, there would be no existence, no knowledge, and no pleasure for the jiva within the material world. But it's a perverted reflection of the spiritual sat, chit, ananda.
Prabhu, one more thing. You see, you mentioned that when a devotee picks up kartal and with material hands he does kirtan, that is transcendental, spiritual, correct? Yes. Suppose a devotee, when he is doing kirtan, in between some material thoughts come in his mind. Is he in material platform or spiritual platform?
Jivar Swarup Hoya Krishna Nityadas. What do you mean? What do you mean by that's what you have to define your term? What do you mean by spiritual platform, material platform? The service that he's doing, devotional service. If he's following the order of the devotee, that service is transcendental. It's not touched with the material nature. But there may be some aparad. He may be inattentive. There may be some aparad. That's all.
Hare Krishna. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you said that like potent and the potency are non-different. They are always together. So, how is it that, how do we understand that, Krishna, Srimati Radharani is the pleasure potency, the pleasure potency of Lord Krishna has assumed a form which is Srimati Radharani, but that is not known to Krishna.
Yoga Maya creates some doubt in Krishna's mind about who is Srimati Radharani. So he becomes bewildered by that. That's also Radharani's, Yogamaya is also a manifestation of Srimati Radharani. So she influences Krishna to forget that, he's God, so that he can enjoy better. If Krishna's always thinking that he's God, he can't enjoy to the fullest extent. So in order to give Krishna pleasure, Radharani bewilders Krishna to forget that he's God. Does that answer your question?
Although he's fear personified, how is he afraid of Damodara Leela, loving his soul?
Out of love?
Yeah. It's fun. Is Krishna having fun? No.
The previously, when they had kings, like the King of France and the King of England, if you go to the Versailles, which is the former palace grounds of the King of France, they have all the big, Louis XIV, all the big fancy palaces. But his favorite place was he had inside the palace grounds, all the gardens, famous gardens. There was one place, it was a private grotto, and they made a little peasant's hut. And he used to go there and dress in simple cloth. The queen would come in simple cloth. And they would pretend that they were peasants. And they would do some simple things. And that's when he was happiest. So Krishna, he's maintaining the universe. Though he's doing all that. But when he really wants to have fun, he's Krishna the cowherd boy, playing with the gopis. So if a mundane king, all the burdens of maintaining, of course Krishna's not burdened, but maintaining the whole estate. So sometimes he just puts it aside and he's, It's having fun. Why not?
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.